You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant financial information and relevant community information that helps you in your daily financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and I have here in our studio two special guests with us today. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
My name is Catherine Lee, and I work in the Tecumseh branch.
I am Lexi Carr, and I am the wealth management assistant in the Tecumseh branch as well.
Cool. Well, thank you guys both for joining me. We're going to have just kind of a conversation today. One of the segments, one of the types of programs I like to run, it's kind of a special interest, I guess, and it shares our society is constantly changing, constantly evolving. And I think as a society as a whole, we've come to the place where we recognize similar values when it comes to gender. And so our segment today is Women in Banking. We talked a little bit about the show of what it meant and your experiences that you guys have had here at County National Bank as women. Let me give you guys the chance now just to kind of explain, kind of who you are, where you came from, your career path, your personal path as well. Catherine, why don't you start us off?
I came to CNB around 5 years ago, and I was pregnant with my second child. I started in our Adrian branch as new accounts and kind of led the role as an assistant manager type position. During COVID, I converted over to the commercial department where I have been working as a credit analyst up to this day. This position has allowed for me to work remote, which has come a valuable assist to me due to the fact that I do have two young children at home and allows for me to get home for half days or if they're sick.
Lexi, share with us about you.
Yeah, so I actually came from the medical field. I worked in the medical field for about 4 years. When I became pregnant with my second child, I realized the medical field wasn't going to be as friendly to me. I was commuting about 45 minutes. I wanted to be closer to home and just more flexible on being there for my kids. The Tecumseh branch was actually just opening when I applied for this job, and they have offered me nothing but flexibility. I'm able, if my kids are sick, I'm able to be home. I'm able to take them to doctor appointments any time of the day. So they're definitely flexible with being a mother, being a wife, and wherever I need to be.
So that flexibility, both of you guys mentioned it. To you, that seems to be something that has a great value. So now let's take a look at that flexibility that you feel that County National Bank has offered to you. And compare that now to your careers. Do you feel that CNB has ever, and I want you to be completely honest, I know you're being recorded and all that good stuff, but be honest with that. Do you feel that your career here is just as supportive? So yes, the flexibility is there, but share with us maybe how you feel that County National Bank is investing in you as your career grows, not just in the flexibility as a parent, but as an individual, your career going forward?
Yeah, so I work with trust officers, private bankers, in which they just, in my leaders that I work with daily, have helped me to possibly move up in the future, whether it's, scheduling me for leadership things, talking to me about the future, just getting me to a point where I can grow in this institution.
So with my path, I would like to continue down the commercial road that I am on right now. I have attended the Leadership Lenawee program this last year, and then I also have attended our Commercial Software's annual conference. And every time there's a new credit training that comes up, my boss is always asking me, like, is this something you're interested in? Or she'll ask me, if this is not what you're interested in, what type of class would you like to take to help better your career?
See, it's good for me to hear that, because what I'm hearing from the wealth side and from the commercial lending side is the same, that same philosophy, same perspective. I have three women that I work with in my branch, and one of them is expecting, and we've already talked about and made plans for how we're going to make sure that she has as much time as she needs in that personal adjustment, as well as what her career looks like going forward. You know, we're not going to get rid of her spot, but we are going to make sure that she has, again, everything that she needs to feel supported. So I'm glad that your supervisors, your bosses do that as well in the other departments. What do you feel County National Bank has done for you that's different? And again, looking at it from the perspective of being a woman, what do you feel that County National Bank has done different for you that other previous employers, or maybe even stories that you've heard from friends or family acquaintances, what does CNB do a little bit different when it comes to supporting women?
I previously worked as a manager, and at that time, when I first started there, my oldest was about one. And in that position, the manager was never allowed to leave. My husband worked about an hour away from home, and it was very difficult for me to even leave to go take him to a doctor's appointment. So just having a manager that supports and knows from experience what is needed for me to take care of both my work duties and my at-home duties is the biggest thing for me.
As an assistant, I'm there to help, you know, assist my officers, but they're definitely self-sufficient enough that if I'm out that day, they're like, please go take care of your family. Don't worry about us. And when I come in the next day, they're always asking, you know, how are your kids? How are your family? I don't have loads of work on my desk. They're there more to support me as a person, I feel like sometimes, than as an assistant. And that's what really keeps me going and loving my job daily. I think I love CNB so much just because I was 20-ish weeks pregnant when they hired me in, and they didn't blink an eye when I told them that even before I even interviewed. They still gave me this amazing opportunity. Again, my position was there when I came back. They were anxious for me to come back, ready for me to come back. And they accepted me even as a pregnant woman with another child at home too. So
that kind of flexibility, not only by law are we not supposed to take medical conditions, you know, into account when we're hiring, but at the same time, there are ways that somebody, if they wanted to be less than honest, you know, they could just say, you know, well, you're not qualified, or use some other, whatever other reason, but they didn't. What I hear from you is that you not only feel valued as a colleague, but you feel valued as a person. Because the bank was willing to not just look at, you know, what is this person going to do to make us money? But, and I think this kind of stands out with us being a community bank, how can we invest in this person to help them grow? What do they need from us? I know when I meet with my team first thing in the morning, you know, we'll go over kind of the schedule for the day and maybe some things further on in the week. But the question that I ask every single time is, what do you need from me? What can I do to help you today? Is there, you know, we're planning out lunches. Do you have a doctor's appointment? Is there something going on? Do you need to go let your dog out or something? You know, what can I as a manager do to support you today? And I'm pretty thrilled that you guys are saying the same things. Nobody's paying you to say these things. We did give you a little bit of warning in advance of what kind of questions we'd be asking, but these are your stories. And I appreciate how honest and candid you've been with that. Before we close, is there anything that you would like to say to any individual, any woman who is considering, you know, a career change? Maybe they're a stay-at-home mom. They're just not sure that they could transition into banking. Or maybe they're at a place where they don't feel valued. What message would you like to give to that woman?
I would say that making the move to CNB or any banking institution is an easier transition than it sounds. I have multiple people that I have referred to coming over to working in the banking industry, not only at CNB, but other financial institutions in our area. Especially if you're in the restaurant service industry, moving over to banking, like a teller position, is an easy transition. People who are used to handling cash every day. And then with CNB, they're always looking to see what career paths do you want to take. You can start as a teller, but there's multiple paths that you can take once you get in the door.
Yeah, I would say just do it. Making a career change was probably one of the best things I ever did. I feel like there is a stigma of working moms. You know, it's hard to be a working mom, and it is. It's always hard to be a working mom. But if you find the right employer that can support you, it's a lot easier to be a working mom.
This has been the CNB Community Corner. My name is Steve Kuiper. I'm your friendly neighborhood branch manager. Brad Taphouse is our sound engineer. And this has been our special segment today, Women in Banking. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
County National Bank is banking that stays in the community. County National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.